There was a knock at the door, but by the time Kathy turned around, Ginger was already in the kitchen. She had let herself in. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have a story. And of course, stories are a fantastic way to acquire a new language, in this case, English. If you can follow this story, if you can understand the story I am telling you, then you will absorb the language. There's no way around it. That's the way comprehensible input works. These stories on the Input English channel are original stories that I create for you. I hope you enjoy this. If you can understand it, you will benefit from it. Today we join Ginger and Kathy. Of course, we're going to talk about the two families, but the story begins with Ginger arriving in the kitchen at Kathy's house. Kathy was finishing up the cleanup of the kitchen. It's early in the morning. The boys are off to school and Robert's off to work. They had a nice family breakfast together, and now Kathy is just finishing up the cleanup of the kitchen. She was wiping down the counters to get rid of any residual grease or crumbs. She was just thinking how clean her kitchen looked to her. Kathy had planned on adjourning to her office in the house to do some work. Kathy is a practicing attorney, and she has set aside one of the rooms in the house on the first floor as her office. So she planned on working there, mostly on the laptop and doing some online research related to some cases that she is developing. That said, this interruption, that is the arrival of Ginger in the kitchen, was very welcome. As Kathy greeted Ginger, she could tell that Ginger was very excited. So she said just that. She said to Ginger, "It looks like you're about to jump out of your skin. You seem so excited and happy. What's up?" Ginger answered by explaining that she was very excited. She was very happy. And she had come over to tell Kathy all about it. Ginger's daughter, Charlotte, is 15 years old and she's in the 10th grade. One of the reasons that Ginger is so happy is that Charlotte is going to have a recital on the French horn. She has been preparing a concerto, and she will play it with a piano accompaniment. Charlotte's French horn teacher will play the piano accompaniment for this Mozart horn concerto. As they talked, Ginger explained that the recital will be at the auditorium at the high school, and there will be 11 students playing recital pieces. Charlotte has prepared the Mozart Horn Concerto No. 1 for this recital. At this point, Ginger stopped herself to correct what she had said. She said, "Actually, Charlotte prepared this concerto for her audition tape for the Interlaken summer program. She and her teacher had worked on this concerto for a long time, and they were very happy with the audition tape that they sent to Interlaken. Charlotte's application for the Interlaken summer program is complete, and now they're just waiting for the results. Will she get in?" The whole family is on pins and needles. Even David, who is a college student away at the university studying, is very anxious for the results of this selection process. Will she make it? No one knows, but everyone is rooting for Charlotte. She has worked so hard. They feel she deserves it. But what will the judges say? Ginger said that each day Charlotte gets up and checks her email, hoping to get the results of this selection process. She's really hoping to get in to Interlaken's summer program. Once Ginger had finished talking about this recital, Kathy could get a word in edgewise. That's an expression we use when the conversation is so dense that it's hard to get one's thoughts expressed because of all of the other talk that is occurring. So when Ginger finished, it was time for Kathy to get a word in edgewise. She asked if they could bring the boys, and Ginger said, of course. She speculated that Craig would love it. Ginger knows that Craig is a saxophone player, and she went on to speculate that in a couple of years, Craig will be giving a recital like this at the high school. Now, Kathy actually knew better. She agreed that Craig will love going to this recital, but for a very different reason. Because Kathy knows that Craig, at age 12, has a crush on his neighbor, Charlotte. Craig would not miss an opportunity to see Charlotte and see her play the French horn. Bobby, on the other hand, may or may not be very interested. Kathy plans on building it up a little bit, speculating that in a couple of years, when Bobby enters the sixth grade, he may be choosing to join the band, and he may be choosing an instrument that he would like to study as a student. She figures this would be a great way to get Bobby interested in this recital. Ginger finished by saying that she would email the flyer that gives all the details about this upcoming recital. With that, she excused herself and departed through the kitchen door. Once the door was closed, Kathy stopped for a moment and smiled. Kathy said, "My, people come and go so quickly here." Now, the reason that was a funny thing for Kathy to say, first of all, it was true, but it was a direct quote of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz with Judy Garland is one of Kathy's favorite movies, and so she quoted Dorothy to herself, but she said it out loud. "My, people come and go so quickly here." With that, she hung up the dish towel and walked to her room. She expects that she will get the email with the details of this upcoming recital shortly. She'll put it on the calendar and they will all go. Later that day, the boys came home and then Robert arrived home from work. Bobby adjourned to the backyard to entertain himself and Oscar, and Craig went up to his room to practice the saxophone. This gave Kathy and Robert a chance to talk. For some reason, Robert felt like a cup of coffee, so he made himself a cup of coffee as he spoke with Kathy. Kathy explained what had happened in the morning and that there would be a recital. That triggered a memory in Robert. When Kathy finished explaining the recital, Robert said, "There's something I need to tell you." Robert related a conversation that he had previously had with Bill about musical instruments. Bill explained that when Charlotte started playing the French horn, they had purchased a student model French horn. It's a double horn, and that's good, but it's a student model, and her teacher has started to speculate that because Charlotte is doing so well in music, she will need to upgrade her French horn to a better model. The teacher had explained that it could be an intermediate model, which is a lot more expensive than the one she has, or they could go ahead and get her a professional French horn. There are advantages and disadvantages of each approach. No one knows how serious Charlotte will be about the French horn in years to come, so one could argue that spending a lot of money on a professional instrument might not be necessary. On the other hand, if they buy an intermediate level instrument, And if Charlotte really gets serious about the French horn over the long term, then she'll need to upgrade again, probably while she's in college. Having been in the band himself, Robert was familiar with the idea. When he was a student, he started out on a student model, and then later his parents bought him an intermediate level instrument. While Bill was explaining this to Robert, Robert was thinking about, what about Craig? He's got a student model Yamaha saxophone. He's doing very well. When is he going to need an upgrade? When are we going to need to start spending money to buy a new horn for Craig? Bill had told Robert that they hadn't really decided whether to go to an intermediate level French horn or go ahead and get a professional model. The difference was thousands of dollars. They were still thinking about it and talking about it. Charlotte's teacher is suggesting that they go ahead and get a professional instrument, and Charlotte's pretty excited that that's the way she wants to go as well. Bill summarized by speculating that if they spring for a professional model at this point, it'll be the last French horn they have to buy for her, because if she upgrades beyond this, she'll have to pay for it because she'll be a professional French horn player earning her living using that instrument. So Robert related that entire discussion that he had recently had with Bill about buying new instruments for children who already have instruments, but who are doing so well that they need an upgrade. What Robert didn't tell Kathy was that he had sort of been thinking about this already. Not in terms of upgrading Craig's instrument, but in terms of buying something for Bobby in a couple of years when he gets to the sixth grade. What Robert didn't tell Kathy is that for the past year, he has been saving a little money each week, each month, and putting it into a savings account that he has with a credit union. This savings account is not one that Kathy really knows anything about. It's one that he had previously used, and for years it had a zero balance. But over the past year, Robert has been putting money into that account, and the balance is now up to $900. What Robert doesn't know is whether this money will be used to buy an instrument for Bobby in 2 years, or whether it will be used to help buy an upgraded saxophone for Craig when the time comes. Even though Robert didn't mention this little credit union savings account he has been contributing to, Kathy mentioned her strategy on this. She had listened carefully to this upcoming challenge of providing financial support for their two boys, so she actually suggested that she start putting away a little bit of money each week and each month into a separate savings account at their bank, so that when the time comes for Bobby and Craig to have new instruments, they'll have some money to do that. Robert was very tempted to tell her about his strategy using the credit union savings account. After all, he thought of it first, but for some reason he didn't say anything. It's his little secret. She'll find out eventually. He doesn't keep a lot of secrets from Kathy, but this is nothing nefarious. This is very wholesome and positive, and this little secret may be fun when he springs it on Kathy and the boys, producing money that they knew nothing about to make a purchase of an instrument for a deserving young musician. A couple of weeks later, the recital came around. It was Friday evening, and they all dressed up and went to the recital. Kathy had suggested that Bobby envision himself playing an instrument in a similar recital in the coming years. Bobby doesn't have to join the band. He doesn't have to be a musician. But if he is interested, he might see himself on stage. Craig was present as this conversation unfolded. He didn't understand what Kathy was doing, but when he heard the word stage, it made him nervous. Craig really enjoys playing the saxophone, but he's very nervous about playing it in front of other people by himself. He has a little stage fright. He doesn't mind playing if everyone else is playing because he can hide in the band. But when he plays a solo part, when no one else is playing, it makes him nervous. So the idea of being on stage with only a piano accompanist really makes Craig nervous. He wants to play, and he wants to play well, but he doesn't think he'll ever be involved as a soloist. Craig's opinion was about to change. When the family arrived at the auditorium, they made their way to their seats, and they found four seats near to Ginger and Bill. They settled into their seats with Kathy sitting next to her friend Ginger. They were in the third row. They got there early, so they had opportunity to talk with Ginger and Bill. Well before the beginning of the recital, Charlotte materialized. She showed up in the audience with her French horn to greet her family. She was carrying her horn, and she only spent a couple of minutes just chatting with her parents, and then she went backstage to prepare for her part in this recital. Kathy noticed that when Charlotte was there talking to them in the audience, Craig was transfixed. He couldn't take his eyes off of her. He was very happy to see Charlotte. Soon the recital began. There was a brief announcement, and then the students came out on stage and performed. Most of them had a piano accompaniment. They played their solos, and each was introduced by the band director. The solos were very well received, and the applause were very enthusiastic. Charlotte was the fifth student to play. She only played one movement, but it was nearly 4 minutes long, and it was beautiful. The student who played after Charlotte was Neil. Neil is a senior, and he plays the bassoon. He played the Mozart bassoon concerto, and it was breathtaking. No one in the auditorium could believe that the bassoon could be played so beautifully and so well. By the end of his performance, everyone realized that Neil was the best student performer in that school. This recital was not a contest, but everyone formed that opinion, everyone including Charlotte. When the recital concluded, the house lights came up again, and people began to leave. The two families in the third row did not leave because they expected that Charlotte would come out, and then they would leave together with Charlotte. That's exactly what happened. They waited only a short time, and then Charlotte came out through a side door next to the right side of the stage. She was not alone. She was carrying her French horn in the case, but walking next to her was Neil, and he had his bassoon in the bassoon case. The two of them were walking directly toward Charlotte's parents. When they saw them approaching, both families got up from their seats and went toward the aisle. They would greet them in the aisle toward the front, Kathy and Robert with the two boys, as well as Ginger and Bill, clustered in the front of the aisle to greet these two young musicians. They looked like a fine couple. The problem, of course, is this made Craig a little jealous. Craig has a crush on Charlotte, and it bothered him that she seemed so taken with Neil, the bassoon player. And Neil was really a problem because he's a senior, he's a really good musician, and Craig realized he couldn't compete with Neil. He tried to maintain a happy face, but Craig was not happy. Bobby, on the other hand, thought that Neil was fantastic. Bobby was thrilled to see that someone, a student, could play an instrument like a bassoon so well. On that day, Bobby decided that he would like to be a bassoon player. He wasn't sure how he could do that, but when it came time to get into the band, Bobby wanted to play the bassoon. On the ride home, Robert was driving and Kathy was expressing how much she enjoyed that recital. She was very happy that they all went. She was thinking to herself that starting to put a little money away to upgrade instruments in the future would be a good plan. She didn't say that out loud in front of the boys. She didn't want them to worry about such things. The boys were worried about other things. Bobby was thinking that in 2 years he could start playing the bassoon when he's bigger. And Craig began to realize that learning how to perform as a soloist in front of a large number of people was a desirable thing to do. He had noticed how well Neil's recital had gone, and he was thinking to himself, I want that for myself. I want to be able to do that. So Craig had decided to work with his teacher and try to overcome his stage fright. Where will this all go? Has Charlotte found her true love with Neil? Or maybe not. Will Bobby get a bassoon when he's in sixth grade? Or maybe not. When will Robert tell Kathy that he's been saving money for years and has a lot of money to put into a new instrument for one of the boys, perhaps both of them? We'll learn about this in future episodes. I invite comments below. And if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.